ABC Radio Australia.
A study by the University of the South Pacific has found that Fijians are drinking water contaminated with microplastics every day. This includes tap water, groundwater, and even rainwater. Unsurprisingly, it's raised concerns about water safety and public health. Finau Finua spoke to one of the researchers, Associate Professor David Rohindra.
Yes, this microplastic in drinking water is not only found in Fiji, I think it is across the world. Every country now has got a problem with microplastics in either drinking water or food they eat or the air they breathe. But looking at our condition in Fiji, I think we are still below some of the other countries' level. But what we are trying to show is that the baseline study shows that we are actually ingesting microplastics and different types of water with different types of treatment. And I think the message that is going across to the people is that they should not start discarding plastics unwisely, because based on that, microplastics are basically being generated. So what we look at here is that the message that goes across to the people is that our water at the moment is quite below the critical level of many other countries, quite safe at the moment, but unfortunately we are taking in plastic.
I read that even the rainwater supplies have microplastics. How did that happen?
Well, I think what happens is that those plastics which are basically being discarded from industries, they get into the air. And when condensation happens, basically these microplastics come down with the rain. So I think this is again not only confined to Fiji. This is also found in other countries as well. But looking at the amount that we got in rainwater is basically very low. Very, very low, I would say. But then we were actually collecting this water from these plastic tanks that we are actually using in Fiji. So probably some of the plastic that we identified could be coming out from these plastic tanks as well, or sea level.
Is it possible to get rid of microplastics from water? Can it be treated?
That's a very good question. I think despite these water treatment plants around the world not designed to remove microplastics, but we have seen that our treatment plants here are able to remove close to about 50 to 60% of microplastics, basically on the condition that they are able to attract those microplastics onto these aluminium sulfate colloquants which are they using. So basically, your question about whether we could treat it, its research is still going on. My research group is working on using natural materials to see if we can remove microplastics. We published a few papers showing that using crab shells, one of the waste materials that can be modified to attract plastics. The world is also working along it as well. So we hope that we should be able to find a resolution soon.
Does this have impacts on people's health, having microplastics? We drink water every day.
That question, I think, is I cannot answer it because we do not have any data to show the link between microplastic and human health.
How does most microplastics get into water sources? Is it from people just discarding it into the environment, or is it from smoke going into the air? How does microplastics mostly get into the water sources?
You may have come to know this some years ago when people were trying to get rid of plastic pollution. They said out of sight, out of mind. Then they started adding some additives to plastic so that they can start degrading. So degradation means that they break down into smaller pieces, but they do not get back into nature. That is, they don't convert into carbon dioxide or water. They remain a small plastic. So what happens is that when they become too small in size, then they start getting washed away into the aquatic environment. And then after that, it might end up into where there is the water sources from which the water treatment plants are actually using those water to treat and then provide it to the consumers. So the question here is that if we stop discarding these degradable plastics unwisely or improperly, then probably we should be able to stop a lot of these degraded plastic going into the environment.
I guess another theme is that we should use less plastic in the ocean,
yes,
less plastic in our drinking water sources, right?
Well, I think what we should be looking at is that, when we are knowing that plastics is now creating problems, not only in terms of microplastic, but in terms of like volume taken up in the landfills. People are trying to use different methods like pyrolysis, burning of plastics. And you know that these chemical compounds that are actually used to make these plastics are sometimes harmful if you don't discard them or recycle them properly. So my suggestion to people now is that they should start investing in substitutes. For example, trying to use traditional materials, materials from nature. For example, bamboo-based cutleries, bamboo-based plates. So we should be able to cut down a lot on plastics.
That was Associate Professor David Rohindra from the University of the South Pacific.